On a calm night at Luke Key Reef, teams of divers are entering the water. They're on a hunt for coral babies. Or more accurately, they're looking for the eggs and sperm that they expect pillar corals will be releasing. Corals spawn once a year, and most corals release bundles of both eggs and sperm. But pillar corals have a gender, so each colony only releases either eggs or sperm.
They have to get lucky and find not just another individual out in the water column, but it has to be of the opposite gender.
Karen Neely is leading this project, a kind of Noah's Ark for pillar coral, to make sure the species survives. Neely is a marine biologist who teaches at Florida Keys Community College. She's been studying pillar coral for more than 5 years. In that time, the corals have disappeared from a lot of the Florida reef tract, and about half of the genetic individuals are gone.
We just don't think there's any natural fertilization going on in the wild. We call this species reproductively extinct, at least on the Florida reef tract.
That means
there's a very real possibility of it going regionally extinct without help.
That help comes in the form of teams of divers from the college and other agencies. Neely deploys them to pillar coral sites around Luke Key Reef off the Lower Keys. The divers are stationed underwater, waiting for the corals to start releasing the gametes, eggs, and sperm. Each team is armed with what Neely calls a coral condom. That's a big plastic bag attached with clips to a hard plastic ring.
We've tried lots of different things to try to catch these gametes, everything from syringes to slurp guns. And last year we just had these big plastic bags, and one of my students improved it by creating this hard structure around it that allowed us to collect these gametes even better.
At around 10 o'clock, the divers return to the boat with their bags, which are emptied into buckets. It's not exactly high tech.
This one is, I believe, another egg. Yep, female. More eggs.
All right, let's dump her in here.
They start pouring the water from the different buckets together, right on the boat. The students gather around, using turkey basters to slurp out little fish and other creatures, while also getting their first good look at the future corals.
Yeah, there's a billion eggs in there. Look at that.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's amazing. All right, do you want me to get
for students and former students like Samuel Richardson, it's a chance to take a tangible action to help coral.
Grew up around the ocean, always on a boat my entire life. I always had fish tanks and had coral in them, fish, everything. So coming down here for school, I really was able to get in with that love and get my hands on some coral, and especially restoration.
The college's boat delivers the buckets to Moat Marine Lab on Summerland Key, which has had notable success in growing corals.
They swim around in buckets for a couple days. We check on them under a microscope every once in a while to see how they're doing.
After about 3 days, the larvae start heading for the bottom, what would be the seafloor out in the wild.
So you've got these swimming larvae that are plunging down towards the base looking for a place to settle.
Last year was the first success for the pillar coral in vitro fertilization project. Neely says there were about 100 larvae that settled at the lab. Of those, 5 have survived the year.
They're still small. They're single polyp still, about the size of a pencil eraser, but you know, they represent the future of the species.
Creating new coral babies is the first step. Next is figuring out how to make them grow fast enough that they could be replanted out on the reef, or at least kept alive in the lab to make sure the species survives. I'm Nancy Klinginer in Key West.